Umen amaisim hamadrichim es ha'odam lo bili de midazu. It's an interesting thing, and it flows very nicely with what we talked about yesterday about focus, because it's a necessary part of focusing. From the actions that lead a person, that allow a person to reach this mida, hu ha'hazmana l'divrei ha'avodah v'hamitzvos, is preparation, being basman, like a hazmana, like an invitation, the preparation before you do inyanim of avodah or mitzvos. B'hainu, this means shelo yikanes b'kiyum ha'mitzvah b'pesach pisayim. You shouldn't come into doing a mitzvah suddenly, just impulsively rush into a mitzvah. She'ein daito yadayin yushevesov, that his das is not settled. He doesn't understand clearly what he's doing. V'yicholo lehisboinim b'mashuay, that his das is unable to think, to contemplate what he's doing. Rather, elo yazmin atzmei ledavar, he should prepare himself for it. V'yochin liboy, and he should get his heart ready. V'mitun, with patience, with deliberation. Until he comes in with his bainanus, and then he should think in that time, he should think what he's getting ready to do, and in front of whom he's going to do it. When a person comes into a mitzvah, you know, the Mesil Sisham is really assuming something. It's a big chizuk. He's assuming that if we'll take a moment to think, we're going to come to the right conclusion. Part of our problem is that we're not thinking, but if we would think, things would work out. We would be able to focus properly. We would understand. We'd be able to figure out the right reasons that we're doing in Yanei Avodah, and the right way to do things, and the right mahalach. It's just that we come into things without thinking, the pesa pisa, without thinking. Sha'arei b'hikonsei b'iyon hazeh, when a person comes in with this careful iyun, so kalu, then it's easy sheyashlich me'olav hapniyos hachitzonos. It's easy for him to throw off other distractions, things that, you know, other things that turn him away, other distractions from what he's doing. V'yikba b'liboy hakav. I just realized that we skipped some lines before the paragraph before. We'll get back to it next time. V'yikba b'liboy. And he'll establish in his heart the true and proper kavana. The Tiran, he says, and you see, shachasidim arishayim hayushayim shachas kaidim tefilasam viacharkach nisbalim, that the chasidim arishayim, the Mishnah says in Brachas, they used to wait an hour before they davened. They would come to shul and they would sit and wait an hour before they davened. Kidei sheyichavnu libam lamakim, is that they should be able to be mechavin in their heart. Their minig wasn't to sit and do nothing for an hour. They would focus. The word kavana, people think has something to do with closing your eyes tight and struggling hard. It has nothing to do with that. The word kavana is like the word kivun, direction. The word kivun in Hebrew means to direct. To which kivun are you going? Which direction are you going? L'chaven is to direct your thoughts. That's all it means. It has nothing to do with how fast you're moving. It has nothing to do with how wildly your head is shaking. Nothing to do with that. It's a question of, it's focus. Miskavnim, they would direct their thoughts. Mechinim libam, and prepare their hearts. L'tfila shayalem l'spal, for the tefillah that they had to daven. V'doichim me'aleim, and they would push away from them. Hamachshaveis hazoreis. Strange thoughts, in other words, thoughts that have nothing to do with the Indian of tefillah. And obviously, anyone who's ever had the experience of trying to push thoughts away knows that when you try to do it the wrong way, the harder you push, the harder the thoughts push back. It's a kunz, it's an umnus to know how to push away, how to gently ease the thoughts away. It's like saying, don't think about an elephant. You know, you can't, it's hard to be doicha machshavos. And then they would become filled with the ava and yira that's necessary. And the pasuk says, if you prepared your heart, then you can open your hands to Hashem in tefillah. This is a very, very, very chashuv subject, the subject of being nechen, of preparing. which is nageh to, as the Mesillas Yesharim is talking about, preparing for tefillah or for any mitzvah. And it's also something that's true in all other areas of life that we'll talk about, hopefully, if we have time, we'll get to that also. Interestingly, it happens to be, we have a tremendous Yad Vashmai, that this week's parsha is about Hachana. People don't realize it, but this week's parsha talks about the Cheshivas of Hachana. Right, Chapsi? There was a Keli in the Beis HaMikdash, that Keli in the Beis HaMikdash represents Hachana. And that Keli is the Kiyar. The Kiyar was the sink. It was a very, very fancy copper sink, but it was the sink that they used to use to wash their hands and feet before they went in to do the Avoda. That was Hachana, that was preparation. And just to show you how much it's a Keli of preparation, the Kiyar was the only Keli in the Beis HaMikdash, I believe, besides for the Shulchan, but the Shulchan was made up of many parts, but the table itself was one part. The Kiyar is a two-part Keli. If you read about the Kiyar, you know that it has the sink part and it has a base. Anybody know what the base is called? Kanoi, Lashon of Hachana. Kan and Hachana. Lashon of Hachana. Because the base for something is the Hachana for that thing. That's why a Kan is a base. It's a Hachana for it. You have a Leichter. So you put it on the tray, that's a Hachana for the Leichter. The base really prepares the space for it. So the Keli, that the whole essence of the Keli is Hachana, is the Keli that has a Hachana to it. It has a Kan, it has a Hachana to it. Which is really what all mitzvahs are about. When you have Hachana before davening, you're putting a Keli underneath it. You're giving it a place. You're creating a makim for it. That's what a Hachana is. What was the Kiyar made out of?
Copper.
Where were these copper from?
Mirrors.
Mirrors. What mirrors was it? Whose mirrors? Right. The women used the mirrors to prepare themselves for a mitzvah, for Hachana. The Kiyar was made out of mirrors that the women used to use in Mitzrayim to make themselves pretty so that their husbands should have a cheshek for them, even though they were beaten up. Their husbands were beaten up and battered, but these Nashim Tzidkaniyah still wanted that Klal Yisrael should continue. They wanted to prevent the extermination of Klal Yisrael. So in their tzidkas, even though they were also in tremendous avodah, with tremendous mesiras nefesh, they would take these copper mirrors and they would dress themselves. Imagine a woman battered and beaten with avdas and tzaras and children being killed and everything. We look at it like we don't understand the godless of it. A woman using a mirror to make herself pretty. Every woman does that. No, you're talking about battered. They probably lost children and people dying and their husband is sakana every day. They never know if their husband's going to walk back in alive. Tremendous sakana. And they would be sakana atzum, downtrodden and beaten. They would make themselves pretty and dress themselves up so when their husband comes, they should have a beaming wife that looks presentable to them. So they should have a cheshir for their wives. But the point that I'm trying to bring out is that the kiyar has a base, a hachana. It's also created out of mirrors, that the whole essence of the mirrors was a hachana for the mitzvah of being with their husbands. So it was a keli of hachana that was created from hachana. It's a big hachana machine. It's amazing. And the Kohanim used it as a hachana to go into the Beis HaMikdash, that by washing their hands and feet, the Kohanim used to wash their hands and feet. Hands and feet is what connects to the world. We connect to the world most with our hands and feet. Right? Our feet walk constantly on the world, on the earth, and our hands are mamashmesh, our hands touch everything, and we deal with the lower, with the physical world. And the Kohanim needed a reminder every single day that their avodah is not a physical world, their avodah is Kedusha. So they would wash their hands and feet as a hachana. It wasn't just a physical act of washing their hands and feet. It was a whole avodah of preparation to be male, their whole being, for avodas Hashem. Now take that idea and realize what we do every morning when we wash Negel Vaser. We're also Kohanim. Our day is also a day of avodah. We're also servants of Hashem. Our world is also a Beis HaMikdash, everything that we have to accomplish. And we wash our hands. It's not just something that we should do quickly, Behesach Hadas. It's a hachana. It's a hachana for the day, for a day of avodah, for a day of serving Hashem. We wash our hands before we eat. As we're heading into Gashmias, we remind ourselves, no, by Yidden it's not about Gashmias, by Yidden it's about Kedusha. And then before we bench, we wash our hands again. As we focus on our Hakaras HaTayv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's Hachana. I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago in the Thursday show, I think on Thursday night also, a fascinating samsaiver that I saw a few weeks ago, that the samsaiver, I think you were there for that shir, the samsaiver says, there's a pasuk that teaches us zrizus. There's a remez in the Torah to zrizus. The remez is, says, u'shmartem es ha-matzos, you should watch the matzos, and Chazal learn, don't say matzos, say mitzvos. You should watch the mitzvos. And Chazal say on that mitzvah ha-boliyotcha, mitzvah that comes into your hand, al tach mitzena, don't let it become chametz. Don't let it become chametz. A mitzvah that comes into your hand, do it right away, do it bizrizus. So the Chassam Sefer points out that the word u'shmartem, to watch, is always a negative. A lav is always, hishamer lecha, be careful, don't do avodah zarah. Don't do this thing. Don't, hishamru lechem, ben yiftel avavchem, is to not do. So why in the mitzvah that there's rizus, the word that's used is a word of not doing, of holding back? So he says over there, just to making a long piece short, he says over there, in essence, what comes out from that shtickel is that Zerizos and Hachana are not a steer to each other. As a matter of fact, if you look in the Mesil, Yesharim on Zerizos, you'll see he talks about being misbinding by the Zerizos. People think that Zerizos, doing a mitzvah quickly, is like just like rushing, impulsive. Impulsive is not Zerizos. He says, Ushmartim Mesamatzes means like this. Let's say somebody would want to eat the Karban Pesach early. He's such a Zerizos, he wants to eat it early. You can't. You have to wait until the right time. You have to wait until the right time. Let's say a person wants to leave Yetzias Mitzrayim early. If someone would want, he decided he wants to leave Yetzias Mitzrayim early. He wants to leave Mitzrayim early. You can't leave yet. Because Baruch Hu said not to leave. It's not time to leave yet. The preparation time for doing a mitzvah, that's not a steer to this reason. The person has to make himself good and ready. Come early. Make himself ready. Be making himself. And then do the mitzvah of his reasons when the time comes. To do the mitzvah quickly and to get the job done. But that's not, but it doesn't take away from the messinus of knowing what I'm getting myself into. Rosh Hashiva mentioned a few times that he frowns on people who get to Eretz Yisrael and they go to the Kaisel straight from the airport. He says, that's how you go to the Kaisel? It's like a thing, you know, go straight from the airport. You know, in Mitzad Echad, I guess it shows a certain chashivas for the Kaisel, but what if a person would say, and I know a bacher who went to Eretz Yisrael and called me, I said, did you go to the Kaisel? And he said, I don't feel ready yet. I have such respect for that. He didn't feel ready yet. That means that he understands that going to the Kaisel is an experience. I don't feel ready yet. A few days later, he went to the Kaisel. He wanted to be settled in the Yoshev and be able to think about it before he did it. That's what the Mesil Sisharim is talking about. Hachana, then when you come, you know what you're doing. You had a whole plane flight, you didn't sleep, you're all, Fatoma, your life is upside down, you rush to the Kaisel, you're not, stop. Think, I'm not trying to draw blanket rules over here, I'm just using it as a mashal. Stop. Think. Digest. What am I doing? Why am I doing it? What do I want to accomplish? Messinas. Deliberate. Thoughtful. To be thoughtful. That's hachana. That's what the Mesil Sisharim is talking about. And this is something that we can work into our avodah a little bit. Could be such a big help for such a big help. It's Purim Katan tonight. So I'll use a mashal of Purim. Everyone's talking about their Purim plans. We'll talk about that when it gets closer to Purim. Even though people are talking about their Purim plans, it's like, all right, I'm not going to get into it tonight. We make all the plans, I'm not getting into it tonight, I'm just using it as much. We make all the plans of where we're going to collect, or if we're going to collect, and what we're going to do, and where we're going to eat, and where we're going to be. But how many plans are we making about how we're going to listen to the Megillah? We have a Megillah to listen to. It's a big mitzvah. It's a much bigger mitzvah than a lot of the things we're planning on doing. That are suffic if they're a mitzvah or they're usher, you know. Megillah is the kuli alma mitzvah. We have a mitzvah of Matanis Lev Yayin. Everybody has a mitzvah of Matanis Lev Yayin. Do people spend time before Purim? I have a mitzvah of Matanis Lev Yayin. Why was the Rabbanu Shlomo mitzvah this mitzvah? What's the purpose of this mitzvah? What's supposed to accomplish? What's the kavanah behind it? That I should do the mitzvah. Maybe a little lishma. Maybe I should focus on it. I have a mitzvah of Sudas Purim. It's a mitzvah of Sudas Purim. The mitzvah. Maybe I should know what Sudas Purim is all about. Maybe I should think about it before. Shabbos is coming. Shabbos is coming. It's Wednesday. We're allowed to start thinking about Shabbos. Wednesday, we're going to start thinking about Shabbos. L'chun Aranana. Shabbos is coming. What's Shabbos? Why am I keeping Shabbos? What am I going to do this Shabbos? Just think about it. What's amazing is, and everyone here is included in this rule that the Mesillas Yesharim says, any Yid that sits down and thinks about what's coming, he's going to make good decisions. It's an amazing thing about Yidden. Most of our mistakes are because we didn't plan, we didn't think. Most mistakes that we make, and I know myself personally that it's my biggest downfall, is not proper thinking beforehand, not proper anticipation of a situation. Not anticipating the situation properly. I'm going home for Shabbos. I'm going home for Shabbos. What situations confront me when I go home for Shabbos? How am I going to handle those situations? There's nobody that won't have a better Shabbos if they do that. It's a hachana. It's a hachana for a time that's coming, a certain change. A hachana. Yeah. What can I do to make it better than last time? What mistakes did I make that I could fix? Hachana. Just like the Kehanim washing their hands beforehand. If we would before they, I'm speaking to myself, you know, more than anybody. If we would before they take a Sefer Torah out to lay. For us, laying is like, oh my gosh, it's Monday and Thursday, you know. If we would take a Sefer Torah, we would think of it. One second, we're laying from the Torah. This is a takana from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. If we would even think. I know myself. If I would think about that, I would suddenly get a little excited. This is a takana from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a laying. It's like a little bit of a Kabbalah Satorah. Is an Indian to stand by Kriya Satayra because it's like Kabbalah Satayra. Wow, that's amazing. Kriya Satayra. Anytime you give any thought to anything, it's not a chumrah, it's not doing any difficult things, it's nothing difficult, just think. Think first. Be thoughtful.